Free University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. It's a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather is here to take up the weather forecast, not for this nation, but for South America, where they have been suffering some real heat and dryness. Mike, is it creating a problem?
Well, we are actually seeing some planting delays now across parts of Brazil, especially across the interior areas of Brazil, which include some of the key first crop corn and soybean areas. The real issue that's taking place right now in Brazil is that we're in a transitional period between the dry season and the quasi-monsoon season. In September, areas of interior Brazil average around 2 inches of rain for the month. To put that in perspective, that would be about the same amount of precipitation Illinois would see in December or January. So we're talking about a fairly dry month in central Brazil. As we move forward in Brazil and we move into December, that's when things turn a little bit more interesting in that area because we start to see very heavy rainfall. Average rainfall is between 9 and 11 inches per month, so 400 to 500% wetter in December than in September across center, west, and southeast Brazil, again, where the key corn and soybean region is, or at least one of the two major regions. The issue that's taking place right now is that we have not seen very significant rainfall over the last several days and several weeks. And in fact, they're in the middle of a fairly severe heat wave. Parts of center west Brazil had highs of 107 degrees yesterday, which is very hot for them at this time of the year. That type of heat is not totally uncommon, though, because in the middle of their winter, which is the middle of our summer, so let's say June and July, they can easily top 100 degrees. The big difference between their climate and our climate is that their temperatures are generally warm throughout the year, so they do not have a cold season, but they do have a distinct dry season and that distinct rainy season. October, again, is a transitional period between that dry season and that rainy season. So what's happening now is not completely unusual, and then it's not raining. All that really is telling you that the monsoon season is just going to start a little bit later than usual. But that does become a bit of a problem for corn and soybeans because planting typically begins in October and then continues on through November. If you don't get all of that early corn and soybean crop planted at this time of the year, that can become a problem later on because remember, a lot of this region also plants a second crop, most of that having gone to corn in recent years. If we end up having a late start to planting, which we are starting to see right now, and then we have a late harvest for some reason in January or February, which would primarily be likely due to heavy rainfall at that time of the year that would prevent them from getting into their fields, then that second crop ends up being planted late. So that's really what we're going to have to keep an eye on. There is not much rain coming up over the next 7 days. We will see hot and dry weather across these areas through Sunday. Then a few thunderstorms move across center west and southeast Brazil over the first half of next week as a weak cool front shifts on to the north. After that, it's a little bit tricky to say what's going to happen, but we do know that there'll be a few more thunderstorms simply from a climatological standpoint because it does turn so much wetter as we move forward. You just have to keep on increasing your rain chances with time. But the problem is that we see this upper level high that's there right now that still lingers nearby for a large portion of next week. And until that high moves a substantial amount, we don't see a whole lot of rain happening there. And the longer this lasts, the more delayed planting will be, and the more this will become a second crop issue later on in the year and into the first half of next year.
That's T-Storm Weather's Mike Tenora. I'm Todd Gleason.